Lesson 5. ISO. ISO, or International Standards Organization, refers to the sensitivity of film to light in the context of film photography. It is a crucial component that influences exposure, along with aperture and shutter speed. The ISO rating of a film indicates how sensitive it is to light. The lower the number, the less sensitive the film is to light, whereas a higher number means greater sensitivity. ISO 100-200 is less sensitive to light, making it perfect for bright conditions. You can pair it with apertures between f/16 and f/8 to get the best exposure. These films tend to produce sharper images with finer grain, making them excellent for landscapes or detailed portraits. However, they can struggle in low-light situations, so you'll need to use a tripod or steadier camera to avoid motion blur. ISO 400 is more versatile and the most common choice. It's forgiving in both bright and cloudy conditions, and works well with a wide range of apertures, from f/22 to f/2.8. ISO 800 and higher are more sensitive to low light, making them ideal for nighttime photography. You'll want to pair these with wider apertures, ranging from f/5.6 to f/2.8, to capture enough light. These films tend to have a coarser grain, which can add a gritty, textured quality to your images. The higher sensitivity allows for quicker shutter speeds, enabling you to experiment with motion and create dynamic photographs. Just keep in mind that high ISO films can sometimes introduce unwanted noise, which can be used creatively or may require careful consideration. For example, a film rated at ISO 100 is less sensitive to light than a film rated at ISO. This means that when using ISO 100 film, you will need more light to achieve the correct exposure. Conversely, with ISO 800 film, you can shoot in lower light conditions or use faster shutter speeds, which can be beneficial for capturing quick motion or creating artistic effects. When experimenting with artistic techniques in lomography, adjusting the ISO can lead to diverse creative outcomes. For instance, if you choose a lower ISO film, you might be inclined to shoot in bright daylight, allowing for rich colors and fine details. On the other hand, selecting a higher ISO film can result in grainier images, which can add a unique texture and mood to your photographs. This grain can enhance the artistic quality of your images, aligning perfectly with the experimental spirit of lomography. It's also important to note how ISO interacts with the other elements of the exposure triangle. When you increase the ISO, you can compensate for overexposure by adjusting the aperture or shutter speed. This interplay allows for greater flexibility in various lighting conditions, which is essential for the spontaneous and experimental nature of lomographic photography. Some lomography films also offer unique characteristics beyond standard ISO ratings. For example, films like Lomochrome Metropolis have a unique color palette and contrast, allowing you to create stylized images that deviate from traditional color representations. Similarly, black and white films can vary widely in their grain structure and tonal range, giving you the ability to evoke different moods and atmospheres. Ultimately, experimenting with different ISO ratings in lomography can unlock new artistic avenues. Whether you prefer the crisp detail of lower ISO films or the expressive grain of higher ISO options, understanding how each film type interacts with light will help you create more intentional and impactful photographs. Don't hesitate to switch up your ISO choices based on the lighting conditions and the artistic effect you wish to achieve. Experimenting with different ISO settings can lead to unique results. For instance, pushing the limits of ISO by intentionally overexposing high ISO film can create unexpected color shifts and grain patterns, while underexposing low ISO film can yield a more dramatic and moody aesthetic. As you explore these variations, you will discover how ISO not only impacts the technical aspects of your photographs but also contributes significantly to their artistic expression. Bright outdoor settings. On sunny days or well-lit outdoor environments, you can opt for a lower ISO, typically between 100, and this allows for better detail and color saturation while minimizing grain. Lower ISO settings are ideal for capturing vivid landscapes or portraits in natural light. Overcast or shadowy areas. In situations where the light is softer or more diffused, such as cloudy days or areas with heavy shade, consider using a medium ISO setting, such as this will help you maintain a good balance between sensitivity and image quality, allowing you to capture detail without introducing too much grain. Indoor photography. Indoors, where lighting is typically lower, you'll want to raise your ISO to around 800 or higher, depending on the available light. This higher sensitivity will enable you to take clearer photos without using a flash, which can sometimes wash out colors and create harsh shadows. Nighttime and low light conditions. For nighttime photography or very dimly lit environments, you may need to push your ISO even further, to 1600 or beyond. Keep in mind that while this increases sensitivity to light, it can also introduce noticeable grain, which can be a stylistic choice in lamography. Experimentation is key. Lamography is all about embracing unpredictability. Don't hesitate to experiment with different ISO settings in various situations. Try shooting with a higher ISO in bright conditions to see how it affects your images, or use lower ISO settings in low light to achieve a more unique, grainy look. The beauty of film photography lies in its imperfections, so let your creativity guide you. Assignments. For your first assignment, pick a subject that inspires you, whether it's a landscape, a still life, or a portrait. Shoot the same subject at three different ISO settings. Take notes on the lighting conditions during your shoot, as this will help you understand how each ISO setting interacts with the environment. After developing your film, compare the results side by side to see how the variations impact the final image. For your second assignment, challenge yourself to shoot in low light conditions. Choose a location like a cafe or a park during dusk. Use a higher ISO setting, like 800 or even 1600 if available, to capture the ambiance of the scene. Pay attention to how the higher ISO affects grain and color. Once again, take notes on your settings and the conditions, which will be invaluable for future reference. Lastly, for your third assignment, experiment with pushing and pulling your film during development. If you shot a roll of 400 ISO film underexposed at 800 ISO, push it during development to bring out the details, or pull it if you shot it overexposed to create a softer effect. Document your process, and see how these techniques can alter the outcomes. By engaging in these practical assignments, you'll not only enhance your understanding of ISO settings but also create a rich and varied portfolio that showcases your evolving artistic vision. Don't hesitate to share your work with fellow students to inspire and learn from each other's experiences.